This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged states to identify locations suitable for entrepreneurs in smaller cities and tech initiative to facilitate them. Addressing the 4th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi, Mr. Modi asked the states to simplify the compliances, the lack of which often leads to the harassment of citizens. He urged the participants that states should reform the governance model to encourage citizen participation or Jan Bhagidari. Mr. Modi also said that it is important to focus on reform, perform and transform, and it is also important to inform the people about the various initiatives of the government. The three-day conference was held in Delhi from 13th to 15th December. During the conference, it was discussed that a multifaceted approach is required to harness the potential of India's service sector, especially in smaller cities. The Arunachal Pradesh Public Service Commission successfully conducted the preliminary exam of the Arunachal Pradesh Public Service Combined Competitive Examination 2024 yesterday at 87 venues in 18 districts across the state. The Commission Secretary Parul Gaur Mittal has informed that as per the preliminary reports, around 17,286 candidates had appeared for the exam out of the total 22,731 applicants. She informed that to ensure transparency, the Commission this time had introduced OMR sheet consisting of three copies, including a copy for the candidate. The Secretary added that apart from the introduction of OMR sheets, jammers and biometric attendance system were also installed in all the exam centers. The Arunachal Pradesh Public Service Combined Competitive Examination was conducted after a gap of 4 years. The nation celebrates Vijay Diwas today to commemorate India's victory over Pakistan in the 1971 war. Rich tributes are being paid to the martyrs who laid down their lives during the war. It was on this day in 1971 that the chief of the Pakistani forces, along with 93,000 troops, surrendered unconditionally to the Allied forces consisting of the Indian Army and the Mukti Bahini. Six karateka from Arunachal Pradesh have achieved remarkable success at the KIO All India Sub Junior National Karate Championship 2024 held in New Delhi from December 13th to December 14. The team secured a total of 6 medals, 3 gold, 1 silver and 2 bronze medals. In response to the remarkable achievement, Chief Minister Pema Khandu in a social media post today congratulated the karatekas of Arunachal Pradesh Amateur Karate Do Association for their impressive performances. The 6 karatekas are Nido Junior, Vaisnavi Chauhan, John Mara, Zenith Mize, Asana Nadong and Tanisi Appa. In Papumbare district, a person has been seriously injured after being attacked by a wild elephant at Nobhanga Nala under Bandardua police station today. According to police, the victim had entered the forest to check on his mithuns when he was suddenly attacked by the elephant. The 22-year-old boy was later rescued by police and locals from the forest and was evacuated to Trims in Nahalagan for medical treatment. The final day of the JK Tyre Orange 4x4 Fury Rally culminated in exhilarating manner at the Bizari village in Dambuk yesterday. The event drew spectators and enthusiasts from across the country, eager to witness the competition amidst beautiful landscapes of Arunachal Pradesh. The event also celebrated the remarkable achievement of the women in a sport often dominated by males. Srimati Nang Suhana was honored with the Best Woman Category Award, highlighting the exceptional performance and inspiring presence in the competition. In Upper Subansiri district, police have apprehended a person allegedly involved in drug peddling in the Daporojo township. The police team have also seized brown sugar, 21 numbers of plastic tube with brown sugar and cash amount of 8,070 rupees from the accused. A case under Section 21B of NDPS Act has been registered against the 50-year-old man in Daporojo police station. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on 29th of December. It will be the 117th episode of the monthly radio program. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the program through the toll-free number 1-800-11-7800. People can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. Suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted on the 7th of this month. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.